month, and there is a new blood donor centre in Mackay.
Yes, just opened up on Sydney Street.
That's right. We've got Anne-Marie from the Blood Donor Centre joining us on the line right now. Good morning, Anne-Marie. Have you had many people come through the door so far?
We have. We've had a great response to our new centre opening. So we've had a lot of lapsed donors, so donors who haven't been there for, you know, a couple of years. And we've also had some new donors walk through as well.
Fantastic.
Now, Rach and I would love to donate blood. However, well, for different reasons we can't. I may have mad cow disease. lived in England during that period of time. And Rach has a crippling fear of needles and blood.
Yeah, I can't handle it.
Can't handle it. So we're out of contention. But tell us about what the demand is like for certain types of blood type and how important it is.
Yeah, so we actually collect whole blood and plasma in Mackay. So our demand for plasma is on the rise. So we need plasma just as much as we need the whole blood. So the plasma makes 18 different like life-saving products. So, the plasma is taken in a very similar way to the whole blood, only it just takes a little bit longer. So we actually... you know, you're hooked up to like a cell separating machine and it draws the blood from your arm, separates out the plasma. We keep the plasma and then we return the red cells back to you. So it just means that you can donate more often. So plasma, you can donate every 2 weeks, and then your whole blood, you can donate every 3 months.
I can't tell you, Anne-Marie, how much Rach is just completely cringing at just the words blood and plasma.
I'm so sorry.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. She's like, looks like she's going to be sick. Anne-Marie, is there any chance if somebody has the kind of phobia, I don't know if you'd call it a phobia, maybe it is.
It is a phobia.
That Rach has, is there any chance of turning them around? Is it possible to overcome something like that?
Well, we have young people come in. It's very comfortable in there. We have music going. We have big flat screen TVs everywhere. So some people read a book, some people lay there and watch TV, some people laugh and joke with the team.
Yeah.
It's quite comfortable. And then you do get yummy biscuits and sausage rolls.
How long does it take all up?
So your whole blood donation, including like your interview and, you know, sitting down and having something to eat and stuff like that afterwards, we generally say to allow about half an hour. However, if you're going to do plasma, a good hour, just because by the time you come in and do your whole process and everything. So the actual donation doesn't take that long. It's just we allow that long by the time you have your interview and sit down and have something to eat with us afterwards.
Do you have ice cream?
No, I don't have ice cream. We have milkshakes. We have milkshakes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
That's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And we have nice coffees and,
cool.
It's lovely.
So if anyone is interested in coming down, do they have to book an appointment or can they just walk straight in and have a chat?
We do appreciate, you know, you booking an appointment. Yep. However, if you just want to come in and see if you can get fit in, then we're happy to do that as well. So you can come and ask us questions in the centre, or you can call the 13 14 95 number, or you can check out the website www.donateblood.com.au, and there's lots of information on there as well.
Fantastic. All right, Anne-Marie, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Not a problem. Thank you for the call.
That is Anne-Marie from the new Blood Donor Centre, which you can find on Sydney Street. It'll be open from 11:30 a.m. today until 7:30 p.m. It's open tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Closed weekends. But, look up other times. I won't list every single day because it's a bit different every day. But great to have a new Blood Donor Centre in town.